This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, I got to tell you, man, one of my favorite guys had one of the greatest dinners, Stuart Miller, down in South Beach one night. We told stories, and I've never laughed harder and got to know Ronnie Cicely, the former center, first overall pick in the history of the franchise, Mr. Double-Double himself. Ronnie Cicely joins us this morning. Ron, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Joe. Good to be with you again. Nice to hear you.
Hey, we're still live.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I tell you a couple stories, and you top my stories. And Stuart Miller, I see him the other day. We still laugh. He says he still gets together with you, and it was great seeing you. At the Heat game the other night, I got to ask you, you had that record of double-doubles, Ronnie, for like ever. What was that like to see Bam finally take that thing down at 222?
I was very happy for him. I think he deserves it. He's a hard worker. You know, rebounding is not, it's all about positioning. It's all about getting to the ball, fighting for it. So it takes hard work, perseverance, and he's, I mean, Bam has been such an instrumental guy for the Heat as far as doing all the little things. And he deserves it. I mean, it's been holding for 31 years, and I think it's time to pass the torch.
That's a long time to have a record, though, there. I got to tell you, that is a long, long time to have such a important stat of double-doubles every night and rebounds and points. So I got to ask you – I did want to ask you, where hell have you been, man? It's like you pop up, you've been going to very many games?
I haven't been to many games, but I didn't keep track of the 31 years. So I thought, you know,
Wow. Between
Shaq and Dwayne Wade and Alonzo Mourning and and all the amazing players that have played for the Heat, I thought for sure one of those guys had gotten it already. So when Eric Reed called me up, he's like, you know, he's a couple of games away from getting you. I was like, what? That's insane. That's amazing. So, you know, records are meant to be broken, and that's that. But I still have a couple of other ones that that are going to be out of reach until further notice. I think that that 34 rebound game is that's going on 32 years or maybe.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard one to beat. I'm with you. That's going to be. Now, you know what? Yeah, go ahead. I love the stats. You do keep track. I love that.
Yeah, well, I got refreshed on all that when all this came up, and then I got the most 2020s as well. So I got that's 20 points and 20 rebounds in the same game, and I have 21 of those. So you know, that could be a little,
that's safe.
Could be a good one.
Let's be honest, that's safe. Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Ronnie, it's so weird today's game. We're seeing, if you're 7 feet tall or close to it, they want you shooting threes now. Like, you work on your three-point shot. What do you think of today's game compared to the game you played in?
Listen, it's two different generations. I don't want to hate on today's game. Like, everybody, you know, like, our generation is better or whatever it is. But me as a basketball player, forget as a basketball fan. I just liked basketball when everybody had their own position. So, you know, a point guard was the distributor, and the center was the big guy inside, rebounding, back to the basket kind of guy. So, you know, the roles were defined, and everybody played a certain game. So you would know who played well, who didn't play well, based on the roles that they have. This interchangeable business of the point guard is the center, and the center is shooting the threes and stuff like that. It's just like watching street ball. I don't know. It just doesn't. It doesn't have those defined roles where the rivalries can be built based on, You know, just you would go back in the day in the 90s when every team had those roles defined, and you would go like, you know, you'd see Olajuwon against Patrick and Alonzo against Shaq and Duncan and Robinson and Karl Malone and all these big guys, Mutombo. And, you know, I just feel like the game was a lot sexier back then because you knew who was playing against who.
Right.
And now it's just like, you know, the point guard could guard a center on any possession. And I don't know. I just feel it's just gotten to become like a organized streetball three-point shot contest the whole game. Like, I just for me, it looks, it's just, I can't watch too. I mean, I'll watch the playoffs, stuff like that when it gets down, but it's very hard to watch when you're just watching street ball.
Yeah, you drive to the basket and you dish it out to somebody wide open or in a corner or something all the time. And I got to tell you, it drives Ron Rothstein, who's going to join us later in the show, your old coach, it drives him nuts. He got to bite his tongue about half the time because you know he hates today's game compared to the things and the way you guys played for sure.
I mean, it's just also, I mean, the difference in the game is, you know, back then it was just so much more physical, and it was just a game where, you know, the team that showed up and played defense and played hard was the team that's is gonna, you know, pretty much gonna win. But in today's game, it's whoever makes that extra pass and makes that 3-point shot. And I don't know. I think that they got to meet back halfway somewhere. It's like politics. We've just gone all left or all right. How about we meet halfway and get a big guy down on the block with his back to the basket, the classic big man, and he can get double teamed and triple teamed, and then you can make the ball, you know, pass the ball out from there, make the extra pass, and then make a shot. Or, you know, I'm not a coach by any means, and I'm not trying to play one, but I prefer that double team coming into the post and the movements and the physicality of the game. And, you know, you got to earn everything instead of just like kind of a couple of pick and rolls and shoot a three.
I think you speak on behalf of a lot of fans. It's kind of refreshing to come from a former NBA player that they kind of want their old NBA game back. Everybody, you know, it's weird now. You look at a box score and you'll see more than half the shots and a lot of nights are 3-point shots. Like, you're just and if you're cold that night, you're losing by 20, 25 points. You got no shot. You're taking so many.
Yes, I agree. And I think it's going to take that one coach. It's going to take that, you know, that team to a championship team, to a championship kind of series. And, you know, because everybody wants to follow the model of what team has won what. So Golden State started this thing. And and I feel like, you know, like it's time for another team. Like I would love to see Philly with Joel Embiid and, you know, Joel Embiid just parking his ass in the paint and going back, you know, back to the basket and just destroying guys inside. Why is he out there shooting threes? I have no idea. Like, he could be so much more dominating, taking people inside. But I think it's just the game's changed. The players don't want that kind of pounding on a night on a nightly basis. I just think they don't, you know, they'd rather kind of go with the physicality.
Yeah. Hey, so I got to get caught up, man. So are you living in South Florida? You back here? Or you still traveling a lot?
I live here. This is my home, but I do travel a lot.
Yeah. Did you settle down on me again, or you? How are
no.
you doing? Are you?
I haven't. I was talking about
relationships. Just me and you. Yeah.
You know what? I got tired of paying out millions of dollars to all these women that I can't make happy. So for now, I'm
That's
running
honest.
Single.
Yeah. Hey, are you still DJing? Are you still doing that stuff at all? That was a great answer,
by
the way.
I'm still doing it all, man. I'm still doing it all. I live life to the fullest, and I want to enjoy everything I can whenever I can. And age is nothing but a number to me. And if I can do things, I still play sports every day. I still compete in sports. And And DJ is my passion, and as long as I can do that, and I'm getting booked worldwide, so I can't complain. I've been very, very blessed in my life.
Yeah.
I've had three major careers, and at the highest end, I've been super successful in pretty much all the fields except relationships. I always pick the wrong people.
Yeah.
And somehow they're not never grateful, thankful, even though they get paid millions of dollars from me. And I have no idea. I got to figure that one out.
Still. Hey, Ronnie, I got a lot of friends. We're all trying to figure that one out. Hey, Ronnie, so, this has been great, man. It's so good talking to you. Stuart Miller's laughing somewhere right now, cracking up, man, as he's hearing about this. This sounds like a dinner right here, man. It's great having you, Ryan. I really appreciate it, man.
Thank
congratulations,
you,
man, all the things you've done here and those numbers. And some of those, like you said, are never going to be broken. Great stuff. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. And congratulations to Bam. I just want to make sure that he's congratulated.
Absolutely. Great guy. Team. Love the way he plays.
Great. Thank you, Joe.
All right. Ronnie Cicely, former center for the Miami Heat. What do you do right there? You just, how you doing to ladies? He does great. He does great. Oh, man. All right. Hey, listen, man, now you get an idea what that dinner was like? Just a little feel for that dinner? Anyway, hey, listen, we got more stuff to get to here this morning here on the 8 o'clock hour. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports senior NFL columnist, going to join us. We got free agency right around the corner. Got a lot more stuff to get to. Ron Rothstein going to join us a little bit later on as well. Right now, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. Man, I got to tell you, nothing more frustrating when it hits. And it's going to hit everybody sooner or later. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter what kind of shape. Doesn't matter what color you are, sooner or later, everybody gets hit with low T, and usually ED follows. And when it happens, what are you going to do about it? You're going to be tired their whole life and grumpy? That grumpy old man with no sex drive? Gone? Making excuses? You even got your wife and girlfriend making excuses for you? I got rid of it, man. I had it all. An Atlantic Men's Clinic, I went down there. I wasn't even excited about going. Somebody said, come on, go down there, just meet with them. And it was impressive, man. Got my testing done, the T, the PSA test, Atlantic Men's Clinic, got that done, met with their professionals. They explained everything, and I now realize every man, starting about 40 on, sooner or later, it happens to every man. So you can laugh. Buddy tells you I got ED and low T. They might laugh, but they probably have it too. And if they don't, they will real soon. Call 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300. Atlantic Men's Clinic works. I promise you, get that first appointment set up and make some changes today. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com for more information.